This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Joshua B. Baker, appellant versus State of Missouri, respondent, decided November 19, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Joshua B. Baker, Nomer, ED102357, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Francois County versus Au, Honorable Wendy L. Wexler, Horn State of Missouri, respondent, filed November 19, 2024. Joshua B. Baker, movant, appeals the judgment denying, without an evidentiary hearing, his Rule 2400351, amended motion for post-conviction relief. Movant's amended motion alleged facts showing that his plea counsel affirmatively misadvised him about parole eligibility and that, but for the incorrect advice, movant would not have pleaded guilty and would have insisted on a trial. Because those facts are not conclusively refuted by the record, movant is entitled to an evidentiary hearing. We reverse and remand. Background: the state charged movant with possession of a controlled substance, failure to register as a sex offender, resisting arrest, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He pleaded guilty to the first three of those charges pursuant to an agreement with the state. Movant signed a petition to enter a plea of guilty, in which he confirmed that he was not relying on any promises, agreements, or one-all rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules 2023, two suggestions made by anyone at any time other than in the plea agreement. He also circled yes next to the following statement: I am not relying upon anyone's promise or representation that if I am committed to the Department of Corrections, I will serve any less time of incarceration than the time specified in the actual sentence of incarceration that may be imposed in this case. The plea petition signed by movant made no reference to parole eligibility. At the plea and sentencing hearings, movant acknowledged that he was not relying on any promises, agreements, or special deals other than the plea agreement, and that no one had communicated any threats, pressures, or promises to induce him to plead guilty. There was no discussion at the plea and sentencing hearings regarding parole eligibility. The plea court accepted Movant's guilty pleas and sentenced him in accordance with the plea agreement to three concurrent terms of imprisonment, totaling 7 years. Movant filed a Pro Se Rule 24.035 motion seeking post-conviction relief, and appointed counsel filed an amended motion alleging that Movant's plea counsel was ineffective for misinforming him about the mandatory minimum percentage he would have to serve before being eligible for parole. Movant alleged that he only accepted the state's plea offer because he was under the impression that he would be eligible for parole after he served only 50% of his sentence, based on an affirmative misrepresentation by his plea counsel. In reality, because Movant has had three or more previous prison commitments, he is required to serve 80% of his sentence for resisting arrest too before he will be eligible for parole. See Section 558.119.2.3, Ars Mo, Commerce Supas 2019. Movant specifically alleged that he did not believe he was entitled to release on parole after serving 50% of his sentence, only that he would be eligible for such release. He also averred that he pleaded guilty because of the affirmative two, resisting or interfering with an arrest, as set forth in Section 575.150, is the only one of Movant's offenses to which the 80% rule applies. See Section 588.119.2, three misrepresentation by plea counsel that he would only have to serve 50% of his sentence before being eligible for parole, and that, had he not been provided erroneous information, he would have rejected the plea offer and proceeded to trial. The state filed a motion to dismiss the amended motion without an evidentiary hearing, claiming that Movant's statements at the plea and sentencing hearings refuted his claim. Specifically, the state asserted that the plea court asked Movant numerous times whether he was relying on any promise, agreements, or special deals when entering into the guilty plea, and Movant never claimed that he was relying on a promise from his plea counsel that he would be eligible for parole after he served only 50% of his sentence. After an oral argument on the motion court denied Movant's claim without an evidentiary hearing. This appeal follows. Standard of review, our review of the denial of a R.